Our first reading today is from the book of 1 Kings. The Lord said, "Go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. After the fire, a sound of sheer silence. And when Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave." And our reflections during this Advent season will also be less words, which might be good news to you, but we'll just offer a quiet reflection, just a couple of minutes, on the readings, on the season of Advent. And in this reading from Kings, Elijah has gotten himself in a pickle, sort of. He was doing his job as a prophet, which is a hard job, and defending the first commandment of loving only your God as the only God. And a number of prophets from another God were slaughtered, and his life as a result was threatened because he brought that on. And so he ran in fear. And it was God who said to him, "Hey, I'm going to come and talk to you. I'm going to come see you, and I will be present to you." And then we heard that it wasn't in the earthquake, it wasn't in the wind or the fire, it was in that sheer silence. Some other translations of that reading use a gentle whisper or a quiet whisper. We liked silence because really to hear God's voice. And sometimes you might not hear it audibly, but in the deep of your heart, you need quiet. And God said to Elijah, you've got a mission. You've got work to do. What are you doing here hiding out? We have a lot of words in our life, in our prayer life, and sometimes God speaks to us through those words too. Both are true. God speaks to us through prayers, through song, but also through the quiet and through silence. I want to refer to the poem that Brad wrote, and I love everything in it. And the part especially, "God wants only to look upon you with that love," always reminds me of my little dog, Penny, who it can be cat-like in a way. She doesn't always want to come when I call her to come or snuggle, but when she's in the mood to snuggle, she's good at it. And she'll just kind of lay on my lap and just rest her head right here and just look up at me with her big brown eyes and look at me like, "I just love you so much." And I look at her the same way, and we just look at each other a while and hold each other in that love. And I imagine that this is how God looks upon us with that kind of love, that God just wants us to be near him, to gaze upon him so that he can gaze upon us with tremendous, tender, merciful love. And so for me, when I can take that quiet time, it may start with Penny, but then it usually rolls more into being with God and remembering this is how God holds me. This is how God looks upon me with that gaze of love. And I get more hungry for those moments of quiet to be present with God that way. And that is our hope for you this Advent, that in those quiet moments, both here and in your own life, that you feel that connection with God grow ever stronger, and that you feel his gaze upon you, his arms around you, just holding you and loving you. So when you are home, I invite you to go somewhere you can be alone if you live with other people. Light a candle if you can. Breathe, just breathe. And let God hold you and love you.